Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
It's hard to believe that the October 7th, 2023 attack by Hamas on Israel, where 1,200 people, mostly civilians, were brutalized and massacred, and some 250 others were taken as hostages into terror tunnels, serves as an inspiration to terrorists. An event to be imitated. But that is what Brett Holmgren, acting director of the U.S. government's National Counterterrorism Center, or NCTC, contends. In a recent interview, Director Holmgren called the October 7th attack by Hamas a generational event. According to data available to NCTC, there have been more than 40 either attacks or disrupted plots in over 20 countries just in the last year that have had some link, whether inspired or motivated, by the 7th of October, he said. Director Holmgren noted that the October 7th attack occurred at a time when groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda were at some of their lowest operational levels. It provided, he said, a shot in the arm when it comes to recruitment, fundraising. He believes October 7th will turn out to be the most consequential recruiting event for the global terrorism movement since the Iraq War. Since Israel's retaliatory offensive in Gaza, which has resulted in the deaths of tens of thousands there, Director Holmgren said Hamas has been significantly diminished militarily. Yet, he noted, even a diminished Hamas has been able to recruit new members to its ranks, and will likely continue its ability to do so, so as long as disaffected young Gazan men have no viable option on the ground to turn to. That is why the United States has been working hard on a plan for what Secretary of State Antony Blinken has called the day after in Gaza. Speaking at the conclusion of the recent G7 summit in Italy, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was adamant. We need to make sure that in order to end the conflict, we have a clear plan for what follows the conflict that enables the people of Gaza to move forward with their lives, without Hamas and with Israel having pulled out of Gaza. That would be a future that would most discomfort and discourage terrorists. As President Joe Biden has said, there has to be a vision of what comes next. And in our view, it has to be a two-state solution. It means a concentrated effort from all the parties to put us on a path toward peace.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.